is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 713-780-3776, 1001, ESPN 97.5. Del, do you know where the high five originated?
No.
Do you have any? Do you know where the high five originated?
Yeah, it was actually Stevie Williams and Tiger Woods invented it.
No, that was really awkward. It was well after it was invented.
I have heard this somewhere before.
And it actually has Houston origins.
Was it basketball?
Nope. It was Dusty Baker.
Oh, that's right. Because it was brought up to him last year.
He hit a home run off J.R. Richard on October 2nd, the last day of the regular season.
What year?
1977.
The high five started in 77.
And Baker was run. It was his 30th home run, making the Dodgers the first team in history to have four hitters with at least 30 home runs in a season. It was a wild, triumphant moment and a good omen as the Dodgers headed to the playoffs. This guy, Glenn Burke, was waiting on deck and thrust his hand enthusiastically over his head to greet his friend, Dusty Baker, at home plate. Baker, not knowing what to do, smacked it. His hand was up in the air, and he was arching way back, says Baker. So I reached up and hit his hand. It seemed like the thing to do. And that originated the high five.
Think about how we take it for granted, but how puzzled. Somebody just said, what did you? He just smacked my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in the day, you do soul shake.
Holding up.
You do this. Boom, yeah, boom. Is what has taught to me when I was four.
Was the show. Well, there was stuff going on back then. 1977 doesn't seem that long ago.
Did you just do a handshake?
Oh no, you did a. This was the origination. That was Then you were cool when you.
The high five. Who invented fist bump? Do you have that?
No. Who invented dapping? You did.
Dabbing?
Dabbing, rather.
No. I think it was Migos, right? Cam got it from them. Cam was the first one to do it in the NFL.
Yeah, but I thought you invented it.
I invented it for radio people.
You invented doorknobs, didn't you?
I told my kids I invented... one time I said cartwheels. One time, stop signs.
You invented stop signs? And you know you told them doorknobs once because I...
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I did that with my kids.
Do you want the answer to when dabbing began?
Yes. Yeah.
It was introduced to Migos by Peter Thompson. So they were the ones who, popularized it for, everyone else. But it wasn't their, it didn't come from them originally.
And who invented the fist bump?
I don't know.
I'm guessing it was a white golfer.
What?
Come on, pound it out, bro. Pow. Like that.
Ooh.
Or maybe a baseball player or a softball player. Have you noticed, by the way, the handshake is going to, I think for a lot of people, the handshake's over. Hmm. And it's just going straight to.
Yeah.
The fist bump. Yeah. Was popularized by Fred Carter in the 70s, basketball player.
Who?
Fred Carter, the basketball player.
What? Fist bump?
Yeah. The Fred Carter who was doing,
you
who
guys
did TV
used to
stuff.
Just do that. Yeah, just go by each other. And I mean, it's just tapping hands.
Apparently he made it popular. There are your answers.
There you have it. Well, but that's something. How about the Houston ties? J.R. Richard and now Dusty Baker here. How about that?
Did Dusty invent never not having a toothpick in your mouth?
No. He also invented wristbands.
No, he invented wearing them at all times.
Yeah. No, he invented them.
So Dusty, did anyone ask Dusty about, does he have plans to manage beyond this year? Or is that not a question?
I don't think that's a question.
For now.
No. Jose Altuve taking Lance McCullers deep. Okay, thank you. I'm all about that. I'm not so
happy
about
Lance
McCullers.
Seems like you're getting rid of Dusty, doesn't it? Do you have plans after this? Like,
no. Yeah, I mean.
Hey, I'm just trying to get through this year. I'm in my 70s. Like, I know, but what about next year? Are you still going to be here? If you ask it like that, what does that sound like?
Sounds like it's ageism. I mean, you're trying to get rid of him.
Hey, are you still going to be here?
Not
now. Watch this. Hey, are you still going to be here?
Not on this plane of existence. I mean, just as a manager for the Astros. Is that your goal, to make it to 70? Do you still want to manage at 72? Doesn't that seem like enough?
Don't you want to
Haven't you had enough?
And the abuse that you're going to see this year, by the way.
Dave in the Med Center is right. The fist pump started with the Wonder Twins. Wonder Twin powers activate. Form of water. Shape of Dusty Baker.
You know how I know you're a nerd?
I don't even know what that is.
It's the Wonder Twins weren't
Yeah,
cool.
They're part of the Legion of Doom.
Actually, the Wonder Twins came about in 77, which was after Fred Carter, so wrong.
No, Fred Carter probably copied Wonder Twins.
Wrong again. Whoever that, Dave in the Med Center, wrong.
What are you talking? I don't even know
Wonder
what that
Twins
is.
Was a comic Never. Book duo. That's what they're referencing, because they're nerds.
No, it's not comic. Yeah. It was a TV show.
No, it wasn't.
Well, I know them as a TV show.
Comic books. Nerd.
Never heard of it. Never heard of it. 713-780-3776. Did you see this? Was it a CNN anchor that said it wasn't surprising that Tiger Woods had an accident?
Why wasn't it surprising?
Just a little. I don't know. It doesn't surprise me, is what he said. That's really, really, really insensitive.
Yeah.
That's really a load of crap, if you want to know the truth. Tiger's had a lot of stuff going on now lately. Tiger's had, and this is the worst of it. I mean, thank God he must not have been ready for it. Do you think that are they saying that there might have been a phone involved?
No.
Oh.
I don't know that they're saying it, but if you don't even hit the brakes?
Yeah.
I don't think it's crazy to think, in this day and age, you think it's crazy to say a phone is involved in an accident? It's not
at all.
Crazy at all.
Maybe, yeah, no evidence of braking at all. No skid marks.
No skid marks.
That seems almost impossible because you just instinctively are going to jam the foot down if you see something happen.
Right. He must not. I think it's logical. He did not see the median. So why did Aaron Wilson write this? Texans Cal McNair, Hannah McNair, fed over 1,200 people Tuesday in wake of Winter Storm Uri. Is Aaron Wilson, their PR? Is working PR?
They need some.
They do need it. They definitely need it.
Careful now.
Well, no, I'm just asking.
Mm-hmm. No, careful now. Don't let this conversation go somewhere.
No, I'm not mentioning that. Hey, listen, Cal is still Cal, and that's not changing. But this is some.
Hey, Aaron's doing them a solid.
He is doing.
They owe
solid.
Aaron now.
Yeah,
for putting that out there.
Yeah. So as soon as anything,
who are they? We had this talk before when they tweeted it out. They're helping people, and we talked about the lack of response, certainly in terms of positivity. Look, who are they winning over with this?
No one. No one. No, I mean, every single comment was sell the team.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter what they do right now.
There's no separation between the disaster that is the football operation and you. As much charity work that you're doing, and that's commendable, and certainly this isn't a knock on what they're doing, no PR is going to help. No one's going to care.
No.
All they have to think about is, you apparently have run out our franchise quarterback. He wants nothing to do with you. None of this is going to change that.
No, what will change it is if they work this thing out with Deshaun.
Exactly, but that's a football thing. None of the charity stuff that apparently is what they're leaning on, which is something they've always done. The McNairs have always been about that life.
Yeah, which is great. But yeah, you're right. Then none of this stuff is gonna.
No, it doesn't change anyone's.
You could give. I mean, you could raise
opinion of their football.
Now,
acumen.
If you raise, people get off your back if you raise J.J. Watt money for the city or do something like that. But
I don't know that they would get off his back. J.J. raised the money, and J.J. was a superhero,
and people were still questioning where'd all the money go.
I don't think they'd get off Cal's back if he raises $77 million.
Oh, a little bit. You raise that much for people in Houston because you'll be helping some of the same people who'd be crushing you. Yeah, why wouldn't you? If the guy's helping you who you've been crushing, you'd get off his back.
Have we ever found out where the money went?
Hey, can I ask you a question?
See.
John, maybe you don't remember. I remember when you used to crush the Texans and then they literally just sent you a pizza.
And not even the pizza you would get normally, just a pizza.
You just literally got a regular pizza and then a pecan pie, and the next day you were all in. It didn't take much. That's not $77 million.
Well, John's
you
a hula.
You got out there back for a pizza.
Well, John's
and a chain
yeah,
pizza
but
at that.
Easy to buy.
Yeah, not everyone is John. John's a hula.
Yeah, I'm a hula. I am a hula.
A cheap one, too.
And what? I can be easily bought off. Texans fans can't be. Okay?
There's some pain, a lot of pain there.
There is pain. They've you know what they've created here? The kind of pain that they've
what
created?
What if Cal McNair gave out stimulus checks to Texans?
Oh, that'd be a different story. No. Direct cash? That's different.
I saw people get real excited about cash checks coming in and get off Donald Trump whenever the first stimulus came in.
Is Cal going to start doing that, handing out checks?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You think Cal's going to pay people so that they won't hate him anymore?
Let me ask you a question. If Cal gave out a $500 stimulus check for people in Houston to spend at his Texan shop.
Oh, not at his shop.
Well, sorry, that's what you have to use it.
I don't want a voucher.
Well, then that's actually only a $200 voucher or a $180 voucher because that's the markup on his clothes.
I don't care.
Right?
You can buy Texan stuff.
You're giving me money to buy your merchandise?
I give you $500 worth of Texan merchandise.
I don't want that.
Would that turn the city?
We were talking about this the other day when we were at the Rockets game. We walked by the store, said, I don't know if I want to wear Rockets, right? I don't know if I want anything, but I want to tell you the truth. In order.
Oh, Astros, Rockets, Texans.
What is the motivation?
It's not even close.
What is the motivation to buy Texans gear?
No, right.
Who's honestly, looking for that?
If you see someone with the Texans gear on right now, you're like,
oh. What, laundry day?
Did you run out of clothes?
Yeah, why are you wearing that?
Texan stimulus? What would a Texan stimulus package look like? Like I said, it could be just Cal sending you cash. It's like, hey, are we good?
Hey, a little something here.
Money order.
Will you watch on Sunday? Will you not tweet me when I
listen?
Okay.
Listen, you get 100 for watching on Sunday. You get 500 for no tweeting and no comments publicly to anyone.
Cal will treat the Texans fans like they're like recruits. Look, I'm not going to give you the entire bag now. You get 100 to commit.
Yeah.
And if you sign, by signing me, not negatively tweet us after, you get another 400 incremental payments.
Tell me that wouldn't work.
People would
take $500 not to crush.
Let me ask you this. How is he going to walk into the games? Because he does have to go through the concourse. Can you imagine what it's going to be like next fall?
You know, Houston is not full of rude people.
There will be plenty of rude people.
There will be some, but it's not going to be like if he was in Philly or New York. He'll have a couple stragglers. It's not going to be really bad, but he will hear some.
Oh, he will hear it. I think it's going to be worse than you think.
Sell the team. And how many people are going to be there?
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, that's true.
You think the Texans
are going to be like one guy walking by. Hey, sell the team.
It'll be super obvious.
Security's all over him.
How about this?
It'll be great audio. There won't be anyone there talking over him.
He'll hear him.
Yeah, everyone will.
As long as someone's recording him, everyone else will.
And then the Texans are like, we're staying at 25% to be safe. We're just going to keep it at 25%.
Yeah, the capacity is 25%. That's all the tickets we're selling.
That's another Texas. And it's just Cal standing up. First down. And Hannah's
sleeping.
I just hope.
Forever Hannah's sleeping at the game.
I just hope at some point he hears directly, hey, it's Conductor Cal.
Oh gosh. Now, time to talk about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. Hoops is the best goal in the history of goals. That's not arguable. Keith Tate is one of the nicest guys that you will ever, ever meet. If you don't meet him, you'll do business with him. I'm telling you, he bends over backwards. He will make sure the installation is second to none. First and foremost, the product is second to none. It is developed over the years to be the best product it can possibly be, where you can raise and lower the backboard. And that's the whole key to having the kids have fun. Actually, why buy a goal that you're going to staple to your garage at 10 feet when the kids can't even enjoy it? They can't play. It looks terrible. All of these things. Your wife is going to hate it. Everything about it is terrible. What's the best goal? I mean, honestly, you can tell when you drive up and on the driveway is a hoops goal. You can tell the quality, the workmanship, everything about it. Tempered glass backboards, the unbreakable rim, that can raise and lower the unrustable stanchion, the lights, the stenciling, the net in the street, everything about it is perfect. You're looking for the best goal, go to ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it here, ProDunkHoops.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the Lolo. I'm in love with the coco.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
1018 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. On ESPN 97.5. Tiger Woods, the big story yesterday. Apparently, he was up today. He has been up and responsive. And we'll see how the surgery and the surgeries in the future will go for him. I would say the odds are pretty good that Tiger Woods, you won't see him on the PGA Tour again. Quite possibly the Senior Tour, maybe. Or, well, the Masters is not on the PGA Tour, so... You could see him make his return in a future Masters in a year or two from now. That's a possibility. You know, a couple of years is unreasonable to think with his back and with his now leg problems, it would take at least that long for Tiger Woods to get back and playing again. He was just on this weekend watching the tournament this weekend. Jim Nantz had him on. Tiger, big proponent. The Riviera is his tournament. He handed the trophy to Max Homa. He gets scholarships out. It's a charitable event for his foundation. And, you know, he was talking about the possibility that he might not even be back for this Masters with his back. He had to get an MRI, and he had to, still had a lot of rehabbing to do. Now you wonder how the back, forget the legs, the back is going to hold up laying down as long as Tiger's going to have to lay down and not be immobile as he is. I can't imagine the pain that dude is going through right now. And we talk about how he has had an addiction to pills before. So, and you know he's going to be loaded up now. I mean, can you imagine to have your ankles and tibia and how many breaks he's had and the surgeries
and they're had? And he's not done.
And the back as well, which was painful for him. I mean, I can't imagine the pain that dude is in. And Jay Williams this morning on the show said he passed out from the pain that when they were, I forget what procedure he said they were doing, but he said one of the procedures, and Jay Williams had a similar type injury when he crashed his motorcycle.
Do you think we'll find out why this happened? Like, legit find out.
No. Tiger's the only one that knows.
Yeah. And he's...
If he was on his phone looking at his phone.
If he's on his phone, he's not going to say that.
No, he's not going to
say no.
It just snuck up on him, I guess. That'll be the case. And he didn't even see it, and he hit it. Police say it's a dangerous area.
Yeah, accidents occur quite a bit.
Yeah.
Apparently. It's just no evidence of slowing down at all.
No. So, didn't hit the brakes.
No. So, like the fortunate thing certainly is that he, not that he walked away clearly, but that he'll be able to live. But it's just weird. It's a weird story that we probably won't find out how it happened, other than he lost control of a car. Not a busy intersection, just lost control.
Yep, just lost control, hit the median, hit a tree, and then flipped, and then did some flips and ended up in a canyon, right? It looked like it was down below the street.
Oh, maybe a bit. Like it wasn't this like one of those action movie things where he tumbles down this. Yeah, but yeah, certainly off the street and among some trees and stuff. They showed the crane lifting the car, and yeah, it was ugly.
Ugly, man. That's just awful, just awful. So hopefully we will have Tiger back sometime sometime in the future and see him play golf again. That would be, you know, if he can, you know, that'll be the end of the movie. Tiger tees it up at the Masters and after his comeback. It was Ben Hogan was 37 when it happened to him, head-on collision. He had I'm not a doctor, so but I, as I understand it, similar circumstances with his legs and back.
They're not same medical technology at that point.
No, they didn't have the same technology. And for him to be able to come
like
back,
54 back then.
Yeah, this is 1949. Yeah, yeah, 1949, and Ben Hogan was able to come back from a head-on collision. And win majors, but he was 37. Tiger's 45.
So, and we talked about he won this car from one of the tournaments he won.
No, no, no. They give players
cars for participating.
No. Well, Tiger didn't participate, but it's Tiger's tournament.
Oh, it's Tiger's tournament. Yeah. I was just noticing. I was trying to figure out what was written on the car. And now there's a close up. It's Genesis, the Genesis Invitational.
That's the name of the tournament.
So Tiger didn't even get it customized, like
no. Well, they probably gave him the best car.
No, what I'm saying is the paint job. Maybe just take off the Genesis Invitational thing off of it.
Oh no, Genesis Invitational. They gave him the car, so they said, Tiger, guess what? You can have it, but we want.
You have
Tiger
to drive around with the advertising on it.
Yeah, all the players do.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I just thought. Okay, it's my car now. Maybe I just take.
Well, no. They just give it to you for the week.
Oh, I thought it was his car. That's what I was saying.
Actually, the week is over, but Tiger was still doing stuff with him.
Okay,
because it's his tournament.
Ah, he had a loaner.
It's a loaner.
Okay, makes sense to me now. Yeah.
No,
I thought he was given a car to keep, and he still hadn't changed anything about it.
Like Bob's mechanic shop.
Yeah.
No,
that's what I was like. They gave him a car, and how long did he have it? And he'd never changed anything about it.
No.
Okay, it's a loaner.
Oil changes? No, that's not it.
It's a loaner car. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
It's a loaner, and then you give it back. But that's the thing about Tiger. I mean, he could have just gone and rented.
Hey, someone gave him. He don't want to put miles on his actual cars.
Well, yeah, it was in L.A. too.
Yeah, and
he
that too. Yeah. What else?
I was thinking this. Why doesn't Tiger have a home in California?
I mean, it's less expensive to have a home in Florida.
Why doesn't he have one there too? Is what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying, but Tiger, we've known that Tiger's frugal, and by frugal I mean cheap.
Frugal.
So why would he have an extra home in California?
Because when he goes there, he can just go to his home in California.
I'm sure someone just puts him up. One of his celebrity friends.
No,
he just stays at their home.
He was staying at a hotel, and that's why he was pissed off. Remember?
Even there, I'm sure that
you want to walk through a hotel when you go to as many times as he's in L.A.
Let me ask you something. Knowing what you know about Tiger and his unwillingness to pay. If he was offered something for free to stay, what do you think he would have chosen?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. The hotel's given to him.
No, it's not worth for Tiger. It's not worth the aggravation of people. Hey, Tiger. No.
Apparently it is.
Go to your own house with your own car, beautiful, wonderful car.
Apparently it is worth the aggravation.
Apparently, well, because you're frugal.
Yeah. Tiger is that dude.
And by the way, get a driver so you can work and be on your phone while that guy's driving you. And you can do all
does
the things that
pay,
you need to do.
Does he have to pay the driver?
Yeah, that's a
thing. All right, then. Why am I going to pay somebody for something I can do?
Oh, my gosh. Because you're Tiger Woods and you have a bajillion dollars.
You know how I keep my bajillion dollars? Don't make unnecessary payments.
Guess what? The kids are going to have all that money, Tiger. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to have drivers. Yeah. When you die because you're on your phone, well, whatever. Whatever the case may be, whenever you die, you're going to have a bajillion dollars still. And you know who goes to? Your kids. You know what? Give them a half a bajillion.
I hope Tiger's one of those dads who's like, you know what? I don't want to give my kids a silver spoon. So all this money goes to charity. And you guys make your own way in life.
I think Charlie's going to be able to make his own way in life.
He's
got Tiger's
pretty good.
Swing.
Yeah.
No, Swing.
Let's just hope when Charlie's 30, he makes some different decisions.
Well, he did have his dad as his...
Just learn from granddad and pops. Make some different decisions.
No. If you're going to learn from granddad and pops...
Well, learn from their mistakes. Let me put it that way.
What's happening. You're out there scrogging.
Well, he does... What did you just say?
I just said, whoa, why is this happening?
You've had issues with sound on your phone. What did you say he'd be doing?
He's not Get out there and strike.
Well, he's got his mom there, too. Like, hey, that's not the right way to go about things. Well,
she remarried right away.
Yeah, but it broke up a marriage.
Yeah. Well, I know.
He's got a mom to tell him, hey, maybe we don't do that.
Was it a first marriage? Guess what? It's inevitable.
It's not... It's not inevitable that what Tiger did, though. You don't have to do that.
No, but you know what? Fringe benefits. Well, we were going to get divorced anyway. Might as well have some fun while I'm doing it.
Mm. Now your special parts smell like syrup. So, and grits or whatever.
And bacon. All right. So that's why dogs always come up and start licking Tiger.
Smells like bacon.
Smells like bacon.
Down there.
Oh. How were you impacted by our winter storm? That's what I want to know. It clearly impacted millions of Texans across our state. Did a pipe burst damage your home or business? Did you experience any destruction to your property from the ice, snow, and freezing temperatures? Well, I told you about McClenny, Mosley, and Associates before, MMA. They're a great law firm, Houston-based. You can let McClenny, Mosley, and Associates review your insurance policy and claim for free. They can advise you on the best course of action. They can fight for proper compensation so you can get back to living your life. All you have to do is visit largelosslawyers.com today. They're here to protect you, the policyholder, and our fellow Texans. And there's a good chance that your insurance company's already been out. If you're having issues with any issues whatsoever with them, then get a hold of the Large Loss Lawyers, because this is what these people do every day. The insurance companies aren't afraid of you, but they are afraid of these guys. LargeLossLawyers.com. That's LargeLossLawyers.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real. Fun. Sports. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Some headlines this morning. Obviously, Tiger Woods, a headline. Boogie Cousins no longer here. He has been cut. That's over. Forrest Whitley is not at spring training. And we were wondering why, but apparently he's in protocol. Apparently he and a few other guys have had to wait. Chandler Rome reported that Forrest Whitley was in COVID-19 protocol along with Blair Henley, Corey Lee, Colton Shaver, and Peter Solomon. All big toe guys except Forrest Whitley. Whitley and Solomon stand as the only two 40-man roster guys.
When I saw that story, I was like, of course Forrest Whitley can't be around on time. Not that it's anything to do with him. It's just what he is right now. His career. Another stop and start.
And Forrest Whitley. Oh, Forrest Whitley's not here again.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Big surprise.
Pedro Leon, Michael Schwab is reporting that Pedro Leon was still in the process of obtaining his visa to come to the Astros facility. He is expected to travel to Florida this Thursday. So that is good news. Pedro Leon looks like a beast. A beast. I think it's between Miles Straw and Chaz McCormick right now. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if Pedro Leon doesn't come in here and go and wows everybody. I don't know that he'd be up. He wouldn't be up on a major league level right away. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if we don't see some Pedro Leon sooner rather than later.
And how old is he again?
He's been in the Cuban big league. I don't know what this
could. If you go to Crawfish Boxes, which is the SB Nation fan page for the
34.
Astro. No, 30. They have him at 32.
I got 34.
There's another Pedro Leon.
Oh, that's a soccer player.
Yeah, Pedro Leon, 22 years. They reference him being 22 years old.
22?
22.
Oh, he could be 34, though.
The Cuban thing. Understood. But at 22, if he's as good as we believe him to be, shouldn't that be a short order thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been playing. Yeah,
exactly. So why couldn't he? There shouldn't be this automatic thing. Let's keep him down there. If he comes in a camp and is really good, put him on the major league roster.
And, you know, Miles Straw is just a band. Well, you got to give the guy a chance. Who knows? I mean, if he gets every day at bats, we don't know. You never know.
Miles Straw's 26.
But that doesn't matter. I mean, can he hit? Can he get on base? Because we know he can run. We know he can run.
Well,
I mean, listen, there's a lot of guys that when Charlie Morton got here, we were like, Charlie Morton, are you kidding me? That's the acquisition this
But Miles Straw's been
Charlie
with,
freaking Morton.
But Miles Straw's been he's not coming from a different organization.
No,
he's,
but the problem is that we don't know what Miles Straw can do because Miles Straw's never really had a chance. He gets at bats once a week. So you never know. You never know. I mean, I'm all about giving guys chances, Dell.
I'm not looking for that.
You like to limit people.
I'm looking at a 26-year-old, and I would hope Pedro Leon takes his job.
I do, too, if you want to know the truth. I do, too, but I don't know that Miles Straw can't get the job done. I just don't know that because I haven't seen Miles Straw do it. Miles Straw is at the big league level for a reason. He was productive at the lower levels. He just hasn't had a chance to do it at the big league level.
And no offense to him, I hope that continues where he doesn't get a chance.
Oh, and then he goes to another team?
That's fine. If Pedro Leon takes his spot, that's fine. Let him go to a different team.
I don't care either.
Yeah, I don't care.
He could be. He's like Roadrunner. He's like,
oh, no, Yordan took those anonymous first baseman spots that the Astros had that were rolling through. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no. That DH we don't want on the roster anymore. Yordan took a spot. Damn it. No. Fine. If Pedro Leon takes Miles Straw's spot and he goes someplace else, I'll survive.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Pedro Leon looks like a beast. I can't wait till he gets here and he starts lighting it up. And then they got, you know, they got decisions to make. Hey, why would you be afraid to play a young guy like Pedro Leon?
I don't know.
I mean, that's one spot in the order that could be explosive as opposed to.
And you have enough bats around him that he doesn't need to be the guy. He's a guy.
Yeah.
Maybe he splits time. Maybe he's not in every day, but so what?
But that's why Miles Straw might work too. Is that if he can get on base at an okay clip,
mm-hmm.
steal a base, and get in scoring position, he'll score some runs on this team.
Well,
they'll knock him in.
Miles Straw got a mention from a guy who works for MLB.com, not a huge name, but he's listed as the most surprising starter on an expected contender. He called Miles Straw that.
Yeah. He's of the contenders.
Of the expected contenders, he's the most surprising current starter
Dodgers,
right now.
The Yankees, the Astros, the Braves, the Twins. There's 25 guys on each 26 this year on each roster. He's 129th.
No. You insulted him a little bit.
Honestly,
you got a little out of order yourself.
Well, starters, there's only 9 per, so that's 45. He's 45th.
That kind of flies in the face of, I like giving guys a chance. I like it. Bill, you're wrong.
No. I didn't say, you I called him the, give him a chance. The 45 is pretty good.
The 45th, it's not pretty good when you comparing
45.
Him to 40. When there are only 45 guys you're ranking, it's not really good.
Well, no, it's not great.
If you're ranking 45 guys and he's the last person on the list, it's not good.
Well, is that my lion?
I don't, well.
And actually, there's only 8 field starters, so he's 40th. So he just moved up.
Not really. You just changed
parameters
and he's still last.
He just moved up 5 spots. There. I can't be nicer.
Sorry, Miles.
I can't be a nicer
this
person.
This hasn't been great for you, this segment. I started off wanting you out, and John just insulted you the last back half.
The All-Star reserves were announced. James Harden surprisingly made the cut.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who didn't make the cut, that everybody is up in arms. I don't
so
know
upset
that
about.
People, everybody's boycotting this All-Star game now.
Yeah, because one Devin Booker did not make the All-Star game. So everyone should be upset. Your fake outrage for, I don't know, 30 minutes, and then we move on because, God forbid, we don't get to see Devin Booker shoot jumpers in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
That's something I was looking forward to.
Yeah. No.
How much of the All-Star game are you going to watch?
Where's the fairness? Just because he's light-skinned?
I don't think
that's...
No, that's not the reason.
That might be it. Racism.
The question is, who are you... who are you removing from the game?
I just don't want any of that.
Are you taking Dame Lillard
not
off the team?
Not my All-Star game.
You taking Dame Lillard off the team for...
No, I'm going to take Chris Paul off the team. Beat it. Chris Paul.
Once again, Devin Booker on the team last year.
I'm taking Paul George off. Beat it.
Devin Booker on the team last year for the Suns. Went 8-0 and didn't make in the bubble, didn't make the playoffs.
8-0.
Chris Paul,
I don't think you can get better
Chris
than
that. Paul joins the team.
8-0.
And all of a sudden,
were they undefeated?
Chris Paul joins the team this year, and they're all of a sudden a legit playoff team. Mm. Huh. Who's more valuable?
Mm. A guy goes 8-0.
No, the guy who makes you a playoff team over a 72 game season. Yes, that guy.
No.
All of a sudden, look at the Suns, really good because of Chris Paul.
What is this thing with LeBron James sold? Why is a highlight selling for $280?
I don't really understand it, but it's new.
Okay, NBA Top Shot. The official league highlights with blockchain technology have turned into the latest sports collecting craze. It continues to generate a ton of money in sales, whether it's people buying packs or purchasing rare cuts in their marketplace. As we've seen a few highlights sell for $100,000. Now there's a record breaker that sold for $208,000. It's a moment in which LeBron James dunked over Nemanja Majelica as the Sacramento Kings forward attempted to take a charge in 2019. But if I can watch it right here, why do I have to buy it for $208,000?
The only comparison I can make, I don't know why, if it's free to watch, it costs. I mean, it's similar to baseball cards, I guess. I guess it's the only comparison I can really make, considering you can trade for them and buy them. But if I just want to watch it on YouTube, why do I need to pay for it?
I don't understand that at all.
I
just watched it for free on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't get it. But LeBron James dunk is going for six figures.
You have too much money if you're paying for that. You're paying for a video that everybody can watch for free. If you're paying $208,000.
Yeah, they're saying think of it like buying sports cards, like baseball cards or basketball cards, but in video form, except it's a live action thing I can watch anytime I want by clicking on YouTube. Why is it why is it valuable in Top Shot form and someone will pay $200,000 for it?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's a collector thing now. I guess it's going to be worth something.
It comes from the same people.
One highlight, $208,000. When I grow up, I want to be Top Shot.
Well, we don't understand Bitcoin either.
Things that everybody can watch for free for $208,000.
These are the same conversations people had about Bitcoin. It's from the same technology that backs Bitcoin.
Oh, okay. All right. Childish Altuve is right. We were talking about this yesterday a little bit, too. The AAA team in Sugar Land is going to be awesome. I actually dreamed about that last night. I actually dreamed about that the AAA team is in Sugar Land. We get to watch the guys that are going to be coming up to the Astros right here in Sugar Land. That is going to make that a much more valuable property.
Yeah, particularly if the Astros are out of town or on an off day, you want to catch some baseball, you head up there. And
you're watching AAA baseball in Sugar Land right here, and you're watching future Astros.
Yeah.
I mean, we know one guy that's going to be there every night, Niles.
Or maybe current Astros who are on rehab assignments.
Niles was what's his name's brother? The psychiatrist from Cheers.
Yeah, Frazier.
Niles going to be there every day.
Yeah, and when Correa's coming back from whatever injury he has, you can go down and watch him in Sugarland.
Yeah. Usually you go to Double A, but it's right here.
Yeah, you don't have to send him down there.
No, you can send
him. Who is the Double A affiliate now for the Astros?
Corpus is still there, no?
Yeah, so you don't have to send him to Corpus.
No. I don't need that 4-hour ride.
No. So it'll be fun. If you are, the minor league system is back, sort of, not the same that left, but minor league baseball is back and the Astros have an affiliate right here.
Right here. Awesomeness. I love that. That's going to be fun. I actually dreamt about it.
You dreamt about Sugarman Skeeter's baseball?
Yeah, I did. I actually did. I don't know why.
Normal people, like, I feel like the dream I had was normal. I was there was a test I had to take that I was unprepared for, and it was like, almost like a nightmare until I finally said, screw it, I'm waking up. You were dreaming about
a test?
It happens. It's a recurring dream.
Because you weren't ready for this show.
Yeah, it takes a lot.
Maybe if you do better preparation for this show, you won't have that recurring dream.
It was on a Saturday. I woke up and I'm fine. You have a recurring, and I've had this dream since I was like in high school. You have dreams about minor league baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes about first baseman from the Cincinnati Reds.
Who your wife is into in your dreams.
Apparently. Apparently I do. I don't know why I have these strange dreams. But guess what? Sugar Land Skeeter is going to be awesome. I tell you this, what else is awesome is Champion Energy. Through this whole thing, I had one of my lowest bills ever. Of course, we didn't have any electricity, so you know, so I had a really, really low bill. But it wasn't on them. It was on ERCOT, not on them. But Champion was perfect through the whole thing, and Champion is, and actually Champion, they were sending me emails. They're giving rebates and all kinds of stuff. So, Champion is just the best company. And there are companies that aren't all that good. I don't know if you heard. There's one that was charging like $7,000 a kilowatt or something, whatever it is. Champion is just solid every single time. Don't get taken in by all of these offers, by all of these companies, nights and weekends, and all of this stuff that they're promising. Go with a company that is so, so solid right here in Houston and is going to give you the lowest rates they possibly can for you, and you're going to love them with the best service in the business. That's champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Oh my goodness! Soft serve machines—they don't work right at fast food places, though.
They are undependable,
the least. Hungry Jack. I don't know what Hungry Jack is. It's a drive.
It's a drive-through place.
Yeah, Hungry Jack is a biscuit, right? But apparently they have restaurants.
Okay.
And it has a drive-through, and it caught fire because of their soft serve machine.
The shake machine / soft serve machine at your favorite fast food place is probably the least dependable machine in all of fast food.
Works more, Will Fuller or soft serve machines?
Will Fuller on PEDs or off PEDs?
A Ledmus Diaz or soft serve machines?
A Ledmus Diaz isn't asked to work as often, so I'm going to give soft serve some bail here. I'll shoot those machines some bail because they're asked to work more than a Ledmus does, and he still isn't available. But still, it's a 50-50 proposition. If you like, when I used to work part-time at the Kearney place, as you used to call it, like the only places were open were those places, and I didn't get, obviously, as a college kid, you're not getting great meals. So I went there to go get something to eat, and, I want a shake. Oh, sorry, sir. Half the time. I could go to, there are two Whataburgers within 5 minutes of my house. I go to both, and the both machines
are. Both machines down.
That's what it is. And the McDonald's, 2 minutes away, same deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just what it is.
A state rep in Illinois wants to ban the sale of Grand Theft Auto because of the rise of carjackings in Chicago. Do you think that people should be unable to play Grand Theft Auto because of carjackings in Chicago?
I would say Chicago carjackings have less to do with the video game than, you know, just that stuff happens in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Crimes happen in a major city like Chicago. And are these carjackings are they asking the people after they get caught, were you playing Grand Theft Auto before you made this decision?
Right. Did you learn? Did you go to school?
You know, Call of Duty's a big game. Well, I shouldn't use Chicago in this example I'm about to make. Gun violence is big there, too.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I would stay away from that.
Yeah.
A politician, Dell, previously said that politicians should not run NASA. What do you think is happening now?
That politician is, what, up to run NASA?
Yes.
Funny how that works. When opportunities, you forget some of the words you've said in the past.
Yeah. Didn't Ted Cruz do something like that? Never mind.
If you're talking about that tweet where he said, I believe in like global warming when Texas freezes over, I think that's a fake, but I wish it was real.
Mm-hmm.
Just to dunk on him one more time.
My favorite was, who said I went to Mexico? Or who said I went to Mexico and he had all his hair braided?
Like he went to Cancun.
So apparently the Philippines needs vaccines. And they went to Britain and Germany. They went to England and Germany to get some vaccines. And in exchange for their vaccines, they're offering their nurses
to do
would
stuff?
Would you like a Filipino nurse, Del? If you had a vaccine, would you give it up for a Filipino nurse?
Are they just doing normal nursing stuff?
What they're doing.
I'm not giving it up for normal nursing stuff.
Looking at the picture of these nurses.
They don't go so good?
Nah.
No? Keep your vaccine. I'm keeping it.
Nah. That's all right. A homeless Peoria man has been sentenced to 15 years. Apparently, he used police Wi-Fi to download child pornography. You think that you could have found a better place than the police station to download your pornography?
I'm not a person who believes just because you're homeless, it's always all your fault. But I feel like that person has made bad decisions. The evidence suggests that they've made bad decisions, and this was just the final one.
Yeah, if it wasn't this.
Something else.
Yeah, it would have been something else. A Virginia prison staffer says she was fired on suspicion of smuggling. Turns out that they detected a women's product in her.
Women's product?
Yeah, a tampon.
It's not the one that Tiger threw out of his car, is it?
No, it wasn't that one. It was a different one.
Okay.
It was the one she was using.
To smuggle?
Yeah, no, she was, no, that's what they detected, not something smuggled.
Is that an invasion of privacy?
Well, yeah, they can see everything, right?
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I rarely am, but
I don't think she should have been fired.
No.
Just because she,
you know.
But what was her attitude that day?
Well, depending on the month, the time of the month, I guess.
Well, look, it was that time of the month.
Look, I don't think a woman should be fired when you falsely accuse her of smuggling when it just happens to be, a feminine hygiene product.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, seems like something you might need to apologize for.
A nutritionist says pizza is better for breakfast than most cereals.
They're full of sugar. Cereal.
Yeah.
So, pizza consists, depending on what you have on it, bread, cheese, and sauce, and maybe a topping. Yeah, I would say it's healthier.
He says it's easy. It has more fat but less sugar. You're going to avoid a sugar crash later on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A slice of pizza for breakfast is better than Frosted Flakes. I think that's an easy one. There's more nutritional value.
Wow, this is a bad story. Hundreds of coffins have fallen into the sea following a collapse of an Italian cemetery. It was on the coast, and all of the coffins now are...
Ooh.
Del, do you want to go help clean that up?
How much will they pay? It's a... the imagery of that, I just have it in my head of coffins just cascading into the water.
Yeah.
Piled
on top of each other.
They can't be are they salvageable? They can get them, right?
I just don't want to be part of the cleanup.
No, I'm not interested.
I'm not interested. I don't care how much you want to pay me. No. Boston Dynamics is condemning robot paintball rampage plan. Do you think that we should put guns on robots and have them shooting at each other?
Do you think
we should teach robots to shoot guns at each other?
Aren't they the people who create the robots who can jump and actually fire weapons? Aren't they the same people who do that, but now they don't want it to be in a recreational activity? Look, we all know humans don't learn any lessons.
Nothing.
There is plenty of... we created the television that shows us what will happen when the robot overlords take over. We still keep inching towards it. Like, we want to actively give them war games to play. Like, hey, let's play paintball so you can... And I'm sure they'd be programmed tactically to know how to do it. You know what? At some point, they're going to just take over. Look, Terminator 2 has told us, don't do it, and yet we continue.
So is was it Black Mirror?
All the movies. We're fascinated with creating these things.
To kill us.
To kill us. When all the television we create tells you not to do it. We still want to do it.
Stevie Wonder is moving to Ghana. He wants to avoid political turmoil in the U.S.
Does Stevie Wonder have to worry about that? Is he a guy at risk of political turmoil affecting him? Doesn't he live a life up above that?
In other news, he's moving to Russia to avoid long lines at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. He's moving to Russia to avoid falling out of a window. Unexplained.
Ghana?
Unexplained.
Ghana?
I don't know. I mean, let's see if Stevie Wonder actually goes through with it. Mm. Like, this is one of those times where I'm moving to Canada.
Yeah.
And you never do. Every liberal person, every famous liberal you could think of said something about moving to a different country.
Did they move?
No. No, and I'm sure people when Biden won said they're moving. No one's moving anywhere.
I'm moving on. The press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. Look, if you're looking for the best goal, this is not arguable. My peeps, I love Keith Tate. I love the goal. We had the goal at the house. The installation was excellent. We called Keith Tate. Hey, we're moving. We would like to move the goal. Absolutely. Where do you want to move it to? And he did that as well. And it's still up and still wonderful. If you're looking for the best darn goal ever, it's ProDunkHoops.com. Just give Keith Tate a call. He is spectacular. He's got the best goal that you can raise and lower so the kids can actually enjoy it. JT loved it. He would hang on the rim all day long, and you don't care because it can't break. It's an unbreakable rim. So if you're looking for the best goal, the best service, the best of everything, ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5.